Lamadım bacım dinle de cince bacım bayan babamızı yazın cebanca varca duvar bacımızı zaten bak duvar cebanca dince bacım öndü ya kalıcı valadan minince dom bacım dedim din de lazım olucu doğru doğru o cince ne doğru lamadım bacım dinle de cince bacım bak yan davarım zor yazın cebanca varca duvar bacımızı zaten bak duvar cebanca dince bacım öndü ya kalıcı valadan minince dom bacım dedim din de lazım olucu doğru o cince ne doğru Lama adam bacım dinle diyeceğin çaban da cım bayan da vanza versin yapan yavaş aca duvar cımbadan cıbırdım banda var aca bacı dincim bacı vandı ve kara cıva Adam minin yedim basın diyeceğim den del aca zal acı doca bu cıva cıncın la dozu Zeganin zo jadam de sajen de ra komot dum bone na nejiden den an jo jesun te ze ke va jo la jazal an da kun a jo do so zan va ye jen ja so se jo dum bo da ta va je de sun ala me o kun bo sun ne jo la jazal stan da va ju min da ge ja stan da va jo la jazal do va do va ju da se ba sun va ju ne me ke jen jo la jazal komot u je che dan ba tan che ke me ton ba bo sun na yin den ja do je te jen ja la jazal Taben da can tavacı geven en son le duşun çürüdü tam çocuğu başı Çürüdü tam çocuğu başı yücala çasalı Töne çöve layandı lava tağlara döne Eşin kitaba yüneci gidin layan çasalı Sonra da dokuyacağım çalı Do not commit any announcement engage in the perfect wholesome action so as I mentioned yesterday that how unbelievably important it is that you know the need of the good heart is like the emergency treatment or like the emergency hospital the need in our everyday life the bodhicitta or the good heart is like emergency you know more important than many hundred thousand times of emergency hospital that how important it is how that in our everyday life the 24 hours of life that the need of good heart is no comparison that in regards to importance urgent need you know how urgent it is is nothing comparing to the emergency hospital is when somebody's heart attack or heart attack or something you see that danger of death you see if there's no treatment if didn't get done immediately by taking to you know emergency hospital there where there's danger of death. So that is nothing. How important that is nothing comparing to the importance of the urgent need of the good heart, bodhicitta, within every within every 24 hours of life. The one day 24 hours of life because that because from that you know mm. from this, from the practice of good heart, then from this bodhicitta, thought of benefiting, the precious thought of benefiting other sentient beings, from this, then also you can, by accumulating extensive, you know, merit, that it purifies all the obstacles, you know, obscures negative karmas, you know, as it is mentioned in the beginning, as it is mentioned in the Bodhicitta Avatara, the first chapter, you know, talking about the benefits of the Bodhicitta, that that there is no other powerful means to purify negative karma than Bodhicitta. Renounce oneself and cherish other sentient beings. There is no more powerful than this to for purification. And as well as concerning the means of accumulating merit, and this is the quickest, this is the with the thought of bodhicitta, the thought of benefiting other sentient beings, this very precious thought. You see, that this thought which concerns, you know, others, you know, which cares others as one, you know, like oneself. More than oneself. That through this one can actualize, you see, one is able to proceed quickly in the able to, you know, pass through the steps of path to enlightenment quickly. And through this, one is able to, is the best way, quick way to to stop death, to stop experiencing death. To not experiencing death, the suffering, death, and rebirth. That suffering, death, and rebirth, that means that which is caused you to experience death by the karma and delusion, without your own freedom. without your own, you see, choice or freedom. That is, you know, delusion karma, you see, obliges you to experience death and rebirth. So that for the Bodhisattva, the even the practitioners of the Mahayana, the Sutra, practicing on the Sutra, not practicing the secret mantra, Vajrayana. No, this is not Vajrayana Institute. Maybe same. Anyway, that so say. So even practitioners of the Mahayana, the sutra without practicing the secret mantra Vajrayana. That when one achieved the as there's five paths to enlightenment, mind path, the of merit and the conjunction, and the rising path and meditation, normal learning. So when one achieved the Mahayana, the rising path, third one, then that meditator, that bodhisattva, has control over the dead. Has control over the dead. Is free from the dead. That bodhisattva who achieved the third rising path, as it is mentioned in the teachings, for the I am beings. there is no birth. The I am beings have completely abandoned the birth, old age, sicknesses, and death. You know, the I am beings have completely abandoned. In other words, completely free. It is the way it is said. The Aryan beings, have completely abandoned birth, old age, even the sicknesses and death. So then then the practitioners of the highest tantra, the level where one is completely liberated, say, free from the dead, that is the that first one actualized, you see, the one has laid the foundation in one's mind, the the sutra, the common path, renunciation of the samsara. Bodhicitta, emptiness. Then one generate the particular the secret mantra and the Vajrayana, the Mahanatriya Tantra, generation state and completion state. So as completion stage has a five, it has a five stages. The isolation of body, speech, mind, isolation of mind, that which is a clear light. And there's the elusive body and unification. So when one achieves clear light, when one achieves the yogi or the practitioner of has tanked when one achieved clear light than one who achieved, so one who actualized the extremely subtle conscience. extremely subtle, you know, mind wind that so the yogi that who actualized this, that by stopping the gross conscience through the most skillful means of the highest tantra, such as six yoga asana, or two more meditation, so forth, those various means to those various more skillful means, the technical or more skillful means, like a rocket, or that is that which is very sophisticated, very sophisticated machine, that which is incredible incredible method or technical things, that which can reach, can go so fast, extremely fast, that can carry the can bring the people, you know, wave, however, moon or whatever, you see, those, however, the place where one wishes to go is very fast. However, it's like that it was just incredible, you see, at mechanical technique, very sophisticated. So like that, these tantra practices and generation state or completion state, those six yogas, naraba, so forth, these meditations on the wind channel drops, so forth, that, you know, for quickest, you know, to achieve enlightenment, is the quickest way, to stop, say, to cease mistakes of the mind, quickest way to end the suffering, quickest way to, to cease the obscurations, the ordinary concept, ordinary appearances, you know, to cease the dualistic appearances, dualistic view, to seize all these things in the quickest way. So, however, that unbelievable skillful means like the scientist, through their development, they met those machines, like that, compassionate, the omniscient Visajamana Buddha, that revealed or taught these unbelievable that techniques to that which we can apply that which is according to our body mind, that which is a technique that explain related to our nature of our body and mind, that which exactly fit according to our body and mind. So, however, So by practicing these things, so one who by stopping the gross consciousness, then one who explains the extremely subtle consciousness, or one who experiences the clear light. So that meditator, that real yogi, so again has a, you know, that yogi is not under the control of Lord of Death. That yogi, Lord of Death is under the control of Lord of Death is under the control of the yogi, of that practitioner, of that yogi. So again, in highest tantra, Mahāna tantra, so that is the practitioner who is free from the death. You see, who achieved that level of realization. why I brought up this is that you need bodhicitta as a foundation of all, you see. And all this depends on, you know, having accumulated. All this depends on accumulations, how say it, of extensive merit, you know. Like that, to be able to buy big property, to be able to buy big apartment, if you have those millions of dollars, then you can buy that large property. Similar, need extensive merit to say one who experiences these realizations, who can have these experiences, has to be a very extremely fortunate person. So one can make oneself lucky or successful or fortunate in the best way is by bodhicitta. So, so from this, this perfect human rebirth, this, you know, such this, you see, the freedom, means this body, in this precious body, qualified to 8 freedom, 10 richness. One does not train. If I do not train the mind in virtue, you see, into virtue, then when I I'm born, the evil gone realm, evil gone realm, the evil gone, see, the suffering realm, and being ignorant, being ignorant all the time, that time, what can I do? Nothing. That time, what can I do? The quotation is written as an informal question, you know, questioning to oneself. So he was born, you see, now I have received precious human body that qualified to 8 freedom, 10 richness,
study, which has all the opportunities to practice, to train the mind in the path to, you know, the, not just the happiness future life, not just liberation from samsara, but is a complete path to has the enlightenment, that I have all the opportunities, have met my virtuous friend who revealed the complete path to enlightenment, who already revealed, and that I have all the opportunities, all the necessary conditions, all the conditions that are necessary, everything I have received. And if I don't get practice, then if I get born, you see, the evil gone, you see, suffering realms, then oh, what can I do? How you can help to yourself? Nothing. How I can help to myself? Nothing. As I can help now I can help to myself. But that time, I can't help. There's nothing I can do for myself. evil gone realm. The Tibetan term, Ngen Song, Ngen Song, Dungal Kumong Ba, Tetsa Daki, Chichar Yu. So evil is the Ngen Song that, evil, they said, that Ngen Song, Ngen Do, evil migrated being, or Ngen Song, evil gone. Evil gone, or one, or evil gone being. However, so evil that describes the cause, evil describes, that gives idea of the cause, that it gives, from the first syllable, it gives, describes the cause, and gone. So because of that, gone, you see, into that suffering realm. So, evil gone, or Ngen Song, Ngen Do. So evil migrated being. So because creating negative karma, the, you know, evil mind is evil thought and evil action. You see that evil attitude in the action. So Ngendo. So migrated being. So then because that migrated, you know, out of hell or hungry ghost or animal. So evil migratory being, or so the title describes the whole evolution. The name describes the whole evolution. The contains the result, cause and result both. So, however, so once one is born in the evil gone suffering realm, constantly, you know, one is overwhelmed, constantly one is overwhelmed by the, you see, heaviest, you know, suffering, that that comparing to our human being problems, it is nothing. Which is nothing. Comparing to the sufferings of the even the animals. Without talking about hell and the hungry ghost. so the suffering of the human being, how much we think, how much we think we have so much problem, that is nothing. So it is very it is very beneficial to meditate like this, that even the animals that is taken to the butcher place, you know, in the car or has a in the bus truck, that or at the butcher's place, or already killed the meat that are cutting the meat, and to remember to meditate that you see now my next you see now I have created so many you see there have been various karmas I've accumulated, various net karmas I've accumulated. From the beginning, this rebirth, that negative karma, so many negative karmas that are not finished, you know, experiencing. There are so many which is not finished yet experiencing. There are so many left. So, like that, me too, born like those, you see, pigs or like those chickens that are taking the trucks, that is put in the container, but so suffocated. I got those cows or whatever. So, as one see the animal, you see, or as one see the meat hanging in the shop or however. Here in the West doesn't hang anyway, so that there's not hanging meat, but anyway, that you see, the you know, the you see butchers cutting butchers or however the people you know after they kill them they're cutting meat. Selling to others. So anyway, as one see, then one think that one's various karmas one has created in the past. There's so much on the mental. There are so much, you see, need karmas, uncountable number of need karmas to be born lordly. It's left on the mental continuum. Not very finished experiencing. To be born like these animals. To be born like these animals, and you see, then going to the butcher, and being in the truck, and going to the butcher, that you see your meat is there in the shop to be sold. You see, you know, bones are broken pieces. So you see to say, so this so. You know, this thing can happen. This thing can happen after this life to me. You know what's happening to these animals? It could happen to me. So if you even see mosquito flying around, stinging. Taking blood, you see, making noises, you know, flying around. That, see, annoying you, is it disturbing you, annoying you, you see. However, that thing, you see, of this life, that from beginning of the birth, I have created so various need karmas, various need karmas. So I write up this life. I could be like this. You see, the next life after this could be, I could be reborn like this in mosquito. You see, this type of having taken such this, you see, pitiful body, you know, suffering, pitiful body. the insect, you see. And then, you see, suffering so much that, suffering so much. So first of all, there's no opportunity to practice Dharma. There's no opportunity to practice Dharma. Because having taken, you know, the animal body, then third, overwhelmed by unbelievable sufferings. So at that time, what can I do? What can I help to myself? Nothing. There's nothing that I can do. Except constantly create karma. You see, with the ignorance, anger, attachment. You won't see that, this animal that which flies the around the light or on the wind, in the corners or where there are flies, you know, around. The lizard. So when one says lizard, you see, they catching, you know. The insects. Living on the insects, those tiny insects. What is the very quick tongue or something? I don't know. But the catches the, you know, so fast. Say, due to karma, due to nirkarma, that's so active, so fast to catch. So however. You see, after this, when you see this, and there have been so many karmas accumulated. So next, after this life, I could be like this, eating flies, you know, living in the buildings, living, you know, around the light or the glasses, the on the windows. You see, I could be this. So this is very good to think all the time. It's a very good meditation, that very effective, very powerful meditation. Trying to relate what we see here now. At the moment, there are animals. They are called insect, and they say, at the moment we are a human being, and they are animal beings. But trying to make connection demand one's mind. One's own mind and this lower realm beings. To think of the connection with one's attitude and these suffering beings, you see, to remember there's a connection. that that it is not that this is independent human being and that's independent animal. You see, independent without even a cause condition just happened. That